Test 78, section 2, question 13. And here we're looking for what's supported by the passage. And it gives us several statements. It says, we've got these specially bred aquarium fish with brilliant coloration and unusual body shapes, maybe popular with connoisseurs, but they are inferior to ordinary fish. Okay, so these fancy fish with bright colors and fancy shapes, people like them, but they're inferior to regular fish. Hampered by their elaborate tails, or strangely shaped fins, the specially bred fish cannot reach food as quickly as ordinary fish that compete with them for food, and so they're often underfed. So basically, their fancy fins actually slow them down, and so they can't compete as well as ordinary fish, and they get underfed. Also, they don't breed true. Most of the offspring of the specially bred fish lack the elaborate tails and brilliant coloration of their parents, so a lot of the offspring aren't going to have those anyway. This is one where I didn't really see a direct point. There's a lot of information about specially bred fish, and it wasn't like a main idea. This is just, what do we have proof of? So I said, well, let's look at our answer choices and see what we get. So answer choice A says, specially bred aquarium fish must receive special care if they're to survive. The thing here is special care if they're to survive. I don't think we really know that. I don't think we know that you have to have special care to survive, just that they're often underfed. B, connoisseurs are not interested in dull-colored, simply shaped fish. We don't know that they're not interested in those, just that they're more interested in bright, fancy-finned fish. Most specially bred aquarium fish are purchased by connoisseurs. We actually don't know who purchases them. It could be that just a lot of normal people purchase them. D, ordinary fish tend not to have elaborate tails or strangely shaped fins. Well, we do actually have some evidence for that, because it's the ordinary fish get to food faster, in part because they aren't hampered by those things that the specially bred fish have. So D is good. And then strangely shaped fins and elaborate tails interfere with a fish's ability to reproduce. It's not that the fish have problems reproducing, it's just that they don't breed true, so the fins don't show up in the offspring. And so, therefore, D is our correct answer.